We're gathering more facts about today's attack at Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. At least 36 people are dead and more than 100 are injured. Reporter Dalia Mortada joins us with an update from Istanbul. And Dalia, what are the authorities there saying about what happened?
Well, Turkey's prime minister said in a press conference that three attackers allegedly opened fire at the airport and then detonated their suicide vests. He said that 36 people have been killed so far and more than 100 people have been injured. The number of casualties is expected to rise, and foreign nationals are likely among them.
Do we know how this attack was carried out?
The prime minister said so far, based on the initial findings, the attackers got to the airport by a yellow cab. And when they got to the airport, he said that they began shooting and then they detonated their vests. They attacked during a very busy time for international travel. And Istanbul Atatürk Airport is the country's largest international airport. And authorities are looking into up to three suicide bombers in the attack.
Now, this attack is really part of a wave of attacks that Turkey has experienced. Does it fit into a pattern?
It does. I mean, this is the fourth attack in Istanbul in 2016. And in the last year, major cities in Turkey have seen more than half a dozen attacks. A lot of these attacks have either been blamed on ISIS or ISIS affiliates or claimed by Kurdish militants. This attack in particular, actually, the prime minister said that initial findings are pointing to the Islamic State. But that's as far as that's as much as we know.
Reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul, thanks for talking with us, Dalia.
Thanks.
Again, the news, 36 people reported dead, at least 100 injured after an attack at Istanbul Airport.